Last night, the WA Women's Hall of Fame celebrated the induction of 20 women for 2023. Across the fields of arts, business, STEM, education and more, women were recognised for their role in contributing to Western Australia in their field of expertise. This morning we chat with one of the inductees, Jess Beckerling, who was recognised as one of WA's leading environmental campaigners, who has dedicated her life to forest and wildlife protection, climate action and social justice. Good morning, Jess. Congratulations. How was the evening for you?
No, oh, thanks so much, Fiona. It was such fun, and it was such an honour. Like the women in the room, and the calibre of people being inducted, and the previous inductees, and the whole atmosphere of it was just really special.
What was it like when you first heard the news that you'd be one of the inductees for 2023?
I was kind of blown away. WA Forest Alliance, where I've been working for a long time, is made up of some pretty incredible campaigners and people, and many of them are really powerful feminist collaborative leaders who do a lot of work in the community more broadly, also in bringing up other women and working to bring in a better style of leadership, I think. And I'm really proud to be among that group of people, because I think we're doing really important work for the environment and for society more generally. I always feel a little bit strange when I'm chosen out of that group of women. But I think, you know, the work that we've done for forests and for climate has been really significant, so it's great for that to be focused on.
So what are the benefits of recognition like this for yourself and your campaigns?
We've still got a long way to go in terms of dealing with climate issues and social justice, and then more specifically on what we're focused on right now in forests. And so getting this sort of focus helps to amplify that message, I suppose, is the main benefit. And also it really symbolises for me that that the style of campaigning that we've used in WAFER, which has really been focused, as I said, on bringing up women and talking about the collaborative style of leadership that helps to advance these sorts of campaigns in a way that's really sustaining for people and draws in some of those other ethical and moral questions that we have while we're working on the environment, has been really gratifying. It's not always easy, as I'm sure you're aware and many of the listeners are aware, being a woman in the environment movement, or, you know, raising big issues that are sometimes complicated and sometimes uncomfortable for people, and doing it in a way that tries to keep that strong base while you move through, to me, has been really, really important. And I think that's what we've been acknowledged for, and that feels fantastic.
Especially with environment, because it's such a broad topic and there's so many aspects of it. It's great to see not only all of your passions and work, but the work that you've been doing as well being recognised in the Women's Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's right, absolutely. We did have a huge breakthrough just over a year ago when the Premier announced that we'd now be ending native forest logging. We've only got another 10 months or so in WA of native forest logging, and that's a huge breakthrough. But we've still got so much more to do. I'm actually in Dwelling Up this morning. We're about to go into a strategy session with a big alliance of groups, and there's a huge challenge ahead of us in this part of the world, because we've got Alcoa and South32, and now also Rio Tinto and Telupac coming into the area, wanting to mine vast parts of the Jarrah forest ecosystems. So, you know, there's no shortage of work for the environment movement in WA, of course. And also something that I was able to talk about a little bit last night was issues for the Aboriginal communities, and, you know, just really thinking about all the Noongar Yorgas around the southwest, and then, you know, more broadly Aboriginal communities across the state and the country who are still struggling to end deaths in custody and raise the age to get kids out of prisons. And there's so much work to do, and it's just important for us, I think, every now and again to just take stock and think about how far we've come and the culture that we're trying to bring along with us while we do that work.
You're listening to On The Record. We're joined by Jess Beckerling, one of the 2023 inductees in the WA Women's Hall of Fame. It is the 8th of March Day, which means it's International Women's Day. How do you feel about IWD?
So it's such an important day. And, you know, the suffragettes taught us so much about endurance and perseverance and nonviolent direct action and building community, being able to stand up to adversity and think about the future, think about communities, think about the future generations, and you know, sometimes put your body on the line to be able to do that well. And, you know, we're still in their footsteps, I think, you know, and we're up on their shoulders, the amount that they achieved to provide for women to be able to take their seats and to contribute far out. I mean, where would we be without them? So every year International Women's Day is really significant to me. I think it's really, really important that we remember it and that we think about how far we've come, and also how important it is that we keep lifting women up and listening to them. We still need to create safer societies for women and girls. You know, that's not just about giving us voices and spots at the table. It's about making our homes safer. It's about making places safer for women and girls. And that's work that we still need to take very seriously. So, you know, I think there's a lot to celebrate, but there's also a lot we need to kind of take stock and think about what still needs to be done to create safer and fairer societies for women and girls.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely a day where we look back to see how far we've come, but also look towards the future. And highlighting those achievements by women and the path that they've led, it shows all the different role models to the younger generations that are available.
Yeah, dead set. And Grace Tame made a really important statement a few days ago that I saw on Twitter that actually helped to sort of steady me before the ceremony last night about how when we lift women up, we're lifting a lot of other women up too, because there's a kind of a cultural thing, I think, that, you know, women have a tendency to lift other women up when they lifted, and that's certainly what the theme of International Women's Day seems to be that runs through every year for me.
And how important is it that we have role models, female role models, out visibly for everyone to see?
Well, it's made a huge difference for me. When I was 18, I first went down to the forest when I was a uni student, and the first person I met is a mentor that I still have very close in my life, Beth Schultz, who, you know, she was such a trailblazer in the environment movement, and she showed me that, you know, you just the dogged perseverance that she has and the commitment is just absolutely second to none. And she's been able to, you know, live a very varied and complex life and being able to just bring up so many women behind her and keep the campaign alive to protect forests and broaden that conversation out into the environment and climate. I don't know what would have happened in my trajectory if I hadn't come across Beth then. And then, you know, all the way through the campaign, when I found times tough, I've looked to women older than me to come in and support the team and to keep me going. And it's just absolutely critical, I think, to not only to have those role models, but also that really active mentorship and the community that we build. It's what keeps me going.
It's great that a role model in your past, who's still very instrumental to you today, ignited that passion, especially about the environment and forestry. What makes you continue to be so passionate about those areas?
I just love them. I just love them. I love the cockatoos. Whenever they fly over, I stop and I interact with them. The forests are just deep in my blood. I just love them. It's the only explanation really that I have, and I'm committed to justice. I have been since I was a little girl. My family tells stories about how when I was tiny, I used to say that's not fair about, you know, things that we would be hearing on the news and whatever. It became a bit of a theme in my character development, and it's just always been really important to me to look for opportunities to balance the scales and to give people a chance and to look after places that are obviously really special that aren't being treated properly. And also, you know, I have an incredible family. I'm so lucky to be so well supported, and that gives me the capacity to be able to keep going. So, yeah, it's love and a dedication to justice.
And finally, we have mentioned that you are WA leader when it comes to campaigning about environmental action and campaigns and wildlife protection. Just to end off, what campaigns are you working on now? What can we expect to see from you and the team?
Well, right now our focus is on ensuring that the next 10-year forest management plan is the best possible plan for the forest that sets the agenda for how forests are going to be managed for a whole decade, so it's critically important. And more specifically, we're focused on the issues around mining in the Northern Jarrah forests with Alcoa, hoping to clear another 13,000 hectares of Jarrah forest over the next 10 to 15 years. Been a huge amount about that in the news, and if people are interested in catching up on it, you can find all of the articles on our website. And then also prescribed burning is a major problem in the forest that we need to be dealing with, and we're hoping that there's going to be a review carried out into that to look at how we can be better managing fire, both in terms of the risk factors and also biodiversity and climate. And then I'm working really closely with a bunch of colleagues around the country on climate issues more broadly. Encourage people to just have a look at us on socials, WA Forest Alliance, or check out our website and see how you can get involved. We're a thriving team, and we've got a lot on, and we're always welcoming new people in.
It definitely sounds like you've got a lot planned for this year. Jess, congratulations once again on being an inductee in the Women's Hall of Fame and for joining us on The Record this morning.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. That was Jess Beckling, convener of WA Forest Alliance and a 2023 inductee in the WA Women's Hall of Fame. You can hear from previous inductees, well, a few of them, on our Her Story podcast. Just head to rtrfm.com.au.